Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, November 18th, 2021. After the districts were told last Friday that they were not to receive any contact tracing support from the military for the time being, this week Mayor Mueller explained that districts in need will receive help from the Bundeswehr, but only after all personnel resources have been exhausted. However, per Morgan Post reporting, in many districts, this has long since been the case. Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf is no exception, where personnel from third-party service providers is no longer possible. Detlef Wagner, City Councilor for Health, remarked that he's relieved that the Senate has relented and he had last requested 10 forces, but if the situation continues to worsen, he will need at least 15 to 20. It is still unclear for many districts when they will receive the assistance. In Spandau, for example, a request for help was sent to the Bundeswehr last Thursday. The Senate Department of Health, however, has not yet approved it. Most recently, the fact that districts can no longer independently apply for administrative assistance from the military had caused a stir. Requests are now being handled centrally by the Senate Health Administration, and the districts must first prove that they have exhausted all other possibilities through third parties for contact tracing. The 7-day incidence for Spandau on Tuesday was 302. Health City Councilor Oliver Gellert explained that with this high incidence, comprehensive contact tracing can no longer be done and external help is urgently needed. In many instances, districts must bring in staff from other departments for contact tracing, leading to work being left undone elsewhere, services not being provided, and accessibility not being guaranteed. Attempts are being made to cope with the situation through job postings and temp employment agencies, but these jobs are not particularly attractive because of the work involved and the pay. Moreover, the pool of suitable employees from the temp agencies is also limited. Gellert added that while the districts were offered the services of a specialized temporary employment agency from the medical sector at discounted rates through the Senate, this is not a proposal that can be implemented in the short term. And given the potential access of all 12 districts, it will probably be exhausted quickly. Over the next 5 years, Berlin's taxi industry plans to convert 4,000 vehicles, or roughly every second cab, to electric power. The Berlin Cab Industry Guild announced on Tuesday that this will require 6 battery exchange stations throughout the city where drivers can quickly swap empty batteries for charged ones. In setting up the system, the industry is counting on support from the government, wherein the Senate launches a funding program for the annual purchase of 800 e-taxis with a battery swap function and a power cable for emergencies. Electric vehicles with exchangeable batteries are currently available mainly in China. NIO, a provider there, intends to launch in Germany within a year. The minimum interval between one's second and booster vaccination is to be shortened in Berlin from 6 to 5 months. So, starting today in the city's vaccination centers, boosters are available 5 months from one's second jab. It was only yesterday morning that Health Senator Kalaichi demanded this step. Nationwide, Berlin is the frontrunner in booster vaccinations because, according to the health senator, Berlin has kept 2 vaccination centers open. After consultation with the Family Doctors Association as well, there is a commitment that family doctors' offices will expand their capacity for third vaccinations. At the Klinikum Havelhoe in Spandau, booster vaccinations are being made available to those who received their second jab 4 months ago. Malik Butcher, general practitioner and head of the vaccination center, said that they are giving the boosters regardless of age, previous illnesses, and profession. And while he would like to protect older people in particular, in his experience, unfortunately, they aren't coming to the clinic as often as they did at the beginning of the year. At Clinicum Havelhoe, he said, they want to create uncomplicated and unbureaucratic access to booster vaccinations for anyone who wants them. According to a decision of the Senate Department for the Interior and Sports, the Berlin Derby in the Bundesliga between Union and Hertha BSC will take place this Saturday in front of a sold-out crowd, or 22,011 spectators, at the Stadion an der Alten Försterei under 2G conditions without spectator restrictions. At a joint meeting of the state secretaries for sport, Alexander Zembritsky and Torsten Achmann, along with representatives of the clubs, the issues of infection control were discussed. Both clubs are asking their fans to be tested on match day, in addition to the 2G rule, and an alcohol ban was also imposed. In light of the brawls at last December's derby in Köpenick, key safety issues were also discussed. Achmann stated, quote, "Everyone is aware of their responsibility for a safe match. Experienced Berlin police will also closely monitor the derby." If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.